As we continue to daven very concerned, we also take heart in seeing what Am Yisrael has risen to the occasion, both in terms of tefillah and in terms of chesed. So many stories of people who need a place to stay on no notice at all, how Klal Yisrael has stepped up the hospitality, taking people in and providing for others. A mitzvah known as Hachnasas Orchim, which is not counted by itself in the Taryag mitzvos, rather is included in the mitzvah of Yavtala Re'acha Kamocha, very good. In Parshas Kedoshim 243, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Avelus writes that all Gemilas Chasadim, Bikur Cholim, Nicham Avelim, Havaya Sameis, and also Hachnasas Orchim were included in the mitzvah of Yavtala Re'acha Kamocha, loving each other. Now we typically translate the Re'acha as your friend. We're going to see that Avraham Avinu, who personified this midah, specifically personified it in the area of applying it to non-friends, applying it to those who do not seem to be in the same caliber. Avraham Avinu epitomized this midah to the greatest extent. Chazal pointed out in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Zayin that Avraham Avinu was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was Mevaker Chola Avraham Avinu after his bris milah, and Avraham chose to end the conversation, to end the meeting. He went on Zoom and he pressed end meeting, and instead he chose to have a different meeting instead with three strangers walking by, people who appeared to him to be Arab merchants, people who he asked to wash their feet because maybe they were serving Avodah Zarah. That's who Avraham Avinu not only brought into his house, to his tent, but he also ended his meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do so, prioritizing the sense of bringing people in, providing for those in need, even and maybe especially if there were people who were different than him, people who he did not see eye to eye with. Whereas the Rambam writes that being Machnes Orchim is one of the fulfillments of V'yavtal Recha Kamocha, the Sefer HaChinuch in 243 talks about on the negative side. Like Hillel says, the entire Torah stands on the foot of this, Ma'adasani lach, lachavrach losavid, don't do to your friend what you wouldn't want done to yourself. So Sefer HaChinuch writes, it means doing things to prevent yourself from stealing from others. It means taking care not to insult others. It means it's the encompassing of all protection against human relations. By loving someone, you won't come to harm them in any way. And if Avraham Avinu stands at one end of the spectrum of the greatest fulfillment of this mitzvah, Anshei Sodom are at the other end completely, who not only outlawed being Machnes Orchim, but actually stole and treated other people, those who were ethical and righteous, as evil, and promoted a system of laws that were so warped, really standing for the exact antithesis of everything Avraham Avinu promulgated. And if that's the case, how do you think Avraham Avinu would relate to the people of Sodom, those who stand diametrically opposed to everything he holds, near and dear, being Machnes Orchim, being righteous, chesed, loving each other? Avraham not only does not stand up and rail against Sodom and argue for their destruction, but when Hashem gives him that news that it's going to happen anyway, Avraham stands up in defense of them. How could that be? This is a society that represents everything abhorrent to Avraham Avinu. He should be happy, down with Sodom. Why isn't he protesting outside the UN? He should want Sodom to go up in flames. The Netziv writes in his Akdama to Sefer Bereishis that that's the midah of the Avos. Chazal referred to this as Sefer HaYasher in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Chazal have a comment that this book is Sefer HaYasher because the Avos specifically dealt with those with whom they did not see eye to eye with. It relates to how we can treat others with respect, even if they're not only different than us, but actually completely antithetical to everything we stand for. And Avraham says, I don't hate the people, I hate the behavior. And if there's a chance, if you have 50, 45, 40, 30, if there's even some people who could turn this city around, then let's save them. I don't want them to go down in flames or up in flames because I don't like what they stand for. Avraham Avinu pushed and he negotiated and he argued because if he could find one way to save the people that he did not get along with, that was most meaningful to him. Everything Avraham Avinu did, V'yavtal L'Re'acha Kamocha, Avraham Avinu was very liberal in his interpretation of the Re'acha. He loved and he cared for people who were not his friends, people who did not worship the same way he did, people who did not practice social justice the way that he did, and he didn't vote for their destruction. In fact, he looked for any particular way, if there's any possibility to save these people. When the Gemara there, Masechet Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, is talking about the greatness of Avraham Avinu, how he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to go host guests, the Gemara is talking about a halacha on Shabbos, in the 18th parak of Masechet Shabbos, that because being Machnes Orchim is a big mitzvah, it's docha certain derabanan, certain things of muktzah, a person could be mefanek, could clear out their storehouses to make space for guests to sit, which is codified in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama really, writes that it's not true when a person is hosting their friends. The Rambam writes, having your friends over for a meal is nice. It's good to have friends, but that's not the mitzvah of being machnas orchim. Being machnas orchim is specifically having people that you don't see eye to eye with, people that you don't have anything to do with. Having your friends over serves your benefit. You entertain yourself. You feel like you have a lot of friends. That's great for you. The mitzvah of being machnas orchim, as Avraham Avinu represents and teaches us, and we're seeing Klal Yisrael for strangers, that's the mitzvah. It's for those we don't see eye to eye with, those that we don't necessarily know, to go out there and make new friends, to host people who are actually in need. That is the great midah of Avraham Avinu.